Georgia is in the studio with me. Hello, Georgia. Welcome back to Lionheart Radio. This is your second time on air here. How far did you actually think you would get in the semi-final this week?
At the start, I just signed up just thinking, like, I didn't really think anything of it. I just sent my CD in and just didn't really know. And then when I got the call, knew that I would get through to the semi-finals, and then I've got through to this, so I was just...
So what does it feel like actually getting through to the next stage of Music Means Life?
Really good. You just want to, like, show what you can do, more what you can do, and then raise more money as well.
I'd say, that's what it's all about. It's all about raising money for the charity, of course. Now, imagine yourself, you're going down to the newsagents on the day after the event, and you're seeing yourself on the front page of the journal. How did that feel?
I just thought when my friend texted me saying that everyone was, like, that I was on the front page, I thought it was me and everyone else, but then I looked and it was just me on my own, so I was quite surprised.
Yes, that must have given you a little bit of a rush to see yourself on there. What's actually kept you going in this competition? What's been your sort of inspirations to make you go so far in the Music Means Life competition?
Just knowing that it's something that I'm doing, like, that I love to do, and that every time you're in the event, you raise more money because more people are coming.
Is there any people that you couldn't have done this without? Like, who's sort of helped you along the way and sort of held your hand, as it were, into, you know, taking you down to the Music Means Life and sort of making sure that everything goes in order?
Yeah, my mum and dad have, like, helped me choose my songs and everything like that, so...
I've also sat here with Claire Barber, who's helped massively with Music Means Life. What made you want to get involved with such a charity organisation?
Well, first of all, you know, I mean, teenage cancer, it's shocking enough when it happens to young people. I've got a teenager myself, and I know that it could happen to me, and I really wanted to help. But more importantly, a very good friend of mine, somebody I've known for many years, Gary Thompson, who's the founder of Music Means Life, contacted me, and I really respect him. You know, he's really good at raising events. He's on the board of the Prince's Trust. He raised $250,000. Last year with the Challenge Trophy Cup, and I thought, well, yeah, I mean, he's very, very good at what he does, and I really, really do want to help something for the people of the North East and Northumberland as well.
Excellent. So it's obviously something that you're really passionate about. What does music mean to you, Claire?
To me personally, yes. Well, I sort of have it forced on me by my teenager and my little girl.
So you're all the sort of Indian or hip hop or what sort of different sounds? Or?
Let's put it like this, Simon. I just know if I hear it, I don't know what it is usually. But music, like to everybody, you know, it brings back memories of times in the past. For example, my husband died years ago now when I was 24, and there are certain records that will come on now and it takes me back to then and makes me feel sort of special about my memories. And I think everybody's like that. You know, everybody has something special. And I know certainly the teenagers on the ward, and I was lucky enough to go on the ward at Christmas with the Newcastle Falcons, and to see them, you know, I mean, music means so much to them. It really does.
You went down, obviously, on Thursday to the event. Can you describe what it was like to be a sort of a spectator at the event rather than sort of being there on the stage, what it was like to watch the people perform?
Well, I mean, obviously, I was, you know, having spent such a lot of time organising this event, the anticipation was huge, and amazingly, it went incredibly well, smoothly, without a hitch, and it was really exactly like the format of X Factor or Pop Idol, and it was so professional, I couldn't believe it. But the biggest thing that came home to me was the standard of the entrance. They were so confident. I was really impressed.
That kind of leads me on to the next question, because obviously everyone who's involved with Music Means Life, including the people who were singing, they've all worked hard to get where they were. Now, what would you say to the people who didn't actually sort of make it to the finals, but, you know, the ones who got through the semi-finals?
I would say to them, you know, because it was quite clear that with one or two of them that nerves kicked in, to never give up. I mean, look at the people, you know, the finalists in Pop Idol and X Factor in the past. Liberty X is a classic example. I mean, they've done incredibly well. They beat the winners anyway. So I would say, go out there, keep trying, and if you want any advice from Gary and I, we're always available to speak
Fantastic.
To you.
Fantastic.